I'm Nick Merrifield. I'm a GP in New Malden, and I've been running the COVID vaccine programme locally.
So how has it gone over the last, since the beginning of the year, I guess?
Well, it's been a fantastic success. You know, it's been a real journey that we've all been on, I think, as a community, initially as a group of doctor surgeries, but it's become so much more than that. You know, we've had tens of thousands of hours of volunteers out time given to us to help the rollout in all sorts of different roles. The community has been amazing, really, coming together to cheer us on, to feed us. You know, donations and gifts and all these kind of well wishes. So it's been really rewarding to be part of.
And I guess the next big push now is for the 17 and 18 year olds. I know that you've done one clinic. Are you hoping to do more?
Yes, that's the hope. Yes. So as you say, the rules changed at the end of last week. 18 plus was the rule before, it then changed down to 16 to 17 year olds. So we did a large number of those people who took the call on Friday to come in on the Saturday, and we are currently looking at when the next clinic is going to be booked in for those groups, but also a number of other centres around the area are looking at this and planning to put clinics on for those younger groups.
And are you getting very many people who are worried about, in the younger spectrum, who are worried about getting the jab?
The younger you go, the less risk people are of getting sick with COVID. Of course, you know, as we've seen schools, you know, classes closing left, right and centre, lots of kids, you know, young adults are catching COVID. And they're certainly spreading it to their friends and neighbours and teachers, etc. But they're not getting quite so sick. Having said that, the risk of the vaccine is also very low. So this is the balance, I think, which the JCVI, the government body, have been battling with, really, looking at what point this risk, albeit very small, of vaccine and the benefit, which the benefit also gets a bit less as you get younger. Where that balance should sit, and that's why there's been I suppose a bit of sitting on the fence, a bit of uncertainty as to whether we should, as a country, be going down below 18 year old down to 16 and 17 year olds, and you know, every week, every month, they are looking at more information, more data coming out of UK, but also around the world, where of course other countries have been vaccinating children down to age 12. And obviously, the more that happens, the more information they gather. So the balance has been shifted and demonstrated that 16 to 17 year olds are at risk of COVID, and the vaccine is absolutely protective and will protect them both of getting sick themselves, reducing the spread to their friends and people around them. So therefore, we've been advised that this is the thing that we should be doing, and we've started doing that.
And for parents who are worried that they're not going to have to give consent for their children to have the vaccine, what would you say to them?
Yes, so there has been some concerns over this. So actually, for some time, 16 and 17 year olds who are otherwise fit and well and able to have a kind of intelligent discussion about their health have been able to have medical treatment without their parents' consent. And that's particularly been looked at around contraceptive pill. So this isn't actually a new kind of legal problem. And actually, 16, 17-year-olds are often highly intelligent, have read an awful lot about COVID. They've been hugely affected by COVID over these last 18 months, and they're very well informed. But it is up to us as the NHS, people who are given this vaccine, to make sure that these 16, 17-year-olds do know the issues, the pros and the cons, what the benefits of this are, side effects, risks, all these things are all gone through when they have their vaccine. And if we are happy that they are able to make that choice, then we are happy for them to have it.
What if some parents are really adamant their children don't have the vaccine? Do you have any leeway there?
Well, I mean, this hasn't been tested in the courts, but actually legally, based on other areas of medical practice, 16, 17-year-olds are able to have medical tests, treatments, without the parents' consent. So officially they don't have to have parents agree with them.
And Kingston as a whole, I know we were chatting just beforehand, you say maybe a third you feel haven't been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And for a number of reasons, what would your advice to those people be?
Yeah, so a third of perhaps 18 to 30 year olds are yet to be vaccinated. Well, I suppose I would firstly say that COVID hasn't gone away. I think some people feel that it's maybe not quite at the top of the news as much as it was. COVID is something in the rearview mirror, and you know it absolutely isn't. You know, we know that from hospitals, from the amount of COVID cases there are that we're seeing day to day, that it's still there, and people are still getting really unwell with COVID, and the people who are getting unwell are getting younger, and they tend to be the people who are unvaccinated. So I really reassure people that this is still an active issue, that you still can get this. There are a lot of people out there who are getting really ill with COVID, some of whom have had COVID themselves before, you know, a year ago or so. So you can still get COVID. So I really implore you to get the vaccine. We know even more than we did earlier in the year how safe the vaccine is. It is extremely safe. It's been used all over the world in countless millions of people. So we want to get those numbers down. We want to protect you. We want to protect your family as well. Because of course, if you get the vaccine, it stops you spreading it to other people. So there are lots of reasons to have it, and we're still keen to do so.